From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean lawmakers, briefed by the country's intelligence service, said that the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday at an airport in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, perhaps heading off his plans to defect. Kim Jong-nam falling ill at Kuala Lumpur Airport after claiming that he felt someone grab his face from behind. He died en route to a hospital, possibly of poisoning. Joel Witt is a senior fellow at the U.S. Korea Institute.
The fact is that someone like him, who is related to the leader, indeed he was supposed to take over for his father rather than the current leader, who has been expressing dissatisfaction with his brother's leadership and is in a position to serve as a focal point for opponents to the regime, his life is going to be in danger. And I guess finally, after there were a couple of other reported attempts on his life, the North Koreans may have succeeded.
Malaysian authorities are performing an autopsy on the body, reportedly have detained a woman from Myanmar for questioning. Kim Jong-nam, once considered an heir apparent to his late father, Kim Jong-il, but fell out of favor following a failed 2001 attempt to enter Japan on a forged passport. At least four people killed in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday by police in Kinshasa, capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, targeting an outlawed political religious group known as Bundu Dia Congo, or BDK movement. Member Mavinga Philemon said the police attack was a surprise, targeting defenseless civilians, several members wounded and arrested. The leader of the group, a parliamentarian, was not arrested. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on strengthening Syria's ceasefire in Kazakhstan has been delayed by a day. No reason given, but the opposition has cast doubts it will participate over compliance violations by government forces. President Donald Trump hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House Wednesday, their first meeting since Mr. Trump took office. On the eve of the meeting, a senior White House official suggested peace between Israel and the Palestinians may not come in the form of a two-state solution. He said it's up to both parties to determine how the peace is achieved. A Palestinian official denounced that as irresponsible. The White House said President Trump advised nearly 3 weeks ago that National Security Advisor Michael Flynn misled Vice President Mike Pence about his pre-inaugural contacts with a Russian diplomat. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the retired general was not accused of wrongdoing.
We got to a point not based on a legal issue, but based on a trust issue, where the level of trust between the president and General Flynn had eroded to the point where he felt he had to make a change.
Spicer said Mr. Trump had been reviewing and evaluating the matter before Flynn was asked to resign Monday.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
Flynn said he had inadvertently briefed Pence and others with incomplete information regarding his phone call with the Russian diplomat. Reports suggested they spoke about a lifting of U.S. sanctions. The New York Times reports Russia has deployed a new cruise missile despite U.S. claims it violates a 1987 arms control treaty. U.S. intelligence agencies said the ground-launched SSC-8 became operational late last year. Venezuela's vice president has dismissed targeted sanctions against him, an associate, and 13 companies by the U.S. for drug trafficking. The Treasury Department labeled Tarek al-Assami a drug kingpin. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke about the case Tuesday.
Al-Assami's primary frontman, Venezuelan national Samarc Lopez Bello, was also designated. These designations follow a multi-year investigation into al-Assami's criminal activities.
President Nicolas Maduro called the sanctions an attack that Venezuela will respond to step by step. Indonesian voters appear to have forced an election for governor of Jakarta into a runoff. Early results from Wednesday's election show the Christian incumbent in a tight race with a Muslim candidate. He's currently on trial for allegedly blaspheming the Quran, the Islamic holy book, a charge he denies. A UN Food Agency official warned Tuesday that crop insects and disease sweeping through southern Africa pose a threat to food security. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.